Thursday, we're going to go right to the Ed Alexander live line.
Big live line.
Big live line.
Yeah.
And we have Customs and Border Protection Act. I can talk today. Customs Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan. Mark, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Yeah, that's a mouthful, isn't it?
Jeez. Especially, it's like, you know, this is my first 3 minutes out of the box, so I haven't even warmed up yet. So, but welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the border. Right as we were going into, give me like border status right before we went into full blown COVID actions, and where are we at now? Right now with the Canadian and Mexican borders.
Yeah, so actually, you know, that's a great question, a great way to set it up, because I think it's important we put it in the context, because we, this administration, this president, CBP, the men, hardworking men and women on the front lines, for the previous 10 months before COVID, we had just a network of initiatives and policies and a lot of hard work that really reduced overall apprehensions by over 70% pre-COVID. Our in-custody numbers had gone from, you know, 20,000 to about 3,500. We had absolutely made tremendous progress in the previous 10 months before COVID. And then COVID hits. And so what's really important is, really pre-COVID, you know, one of our focuses was on immigration enforcement. But then as COVID hit, and this is what's missed by some people, is, and again, this isn't our first rodeo, so this isn't our first infectious disease. That threat and that risk has always been there. We just haven't got as much attention because until really COVID, obviously. And so what we do is we have to shift some of our mindset to back to the public health risk with respect to the borders. It's a complex set of threats on our borders. And so that's exactly what we've done. And again, this administration has given us a couple of authorities under Title 19, the non-essential travel, and then the Title 42, the CDC authorities of those who enter illegally. We're able to remove them quickly rather than bring them in our facilities. It's been a game changer on the public health side.
So what is going on at each border? Because what we did is we said only essential commercial stuff can come through, correct? Is that where we're at right now?
Well, it's a combination. So, and that's another good point, too, because there's been a false narrative out there that says, hey, we shut the borders down. That's just not true. Look, this president, this administration has been committed since day one, even in the midst of this global pandemic, that we had to keep commercial trade flowing. The supply chain had to keep going, both on a northern and southern border. So that's never stopped. That's continued to flow. What we did, though, is on the vehicular traffic and the pedestrian side, both on a northern and southern border, for non-essential travel. So if you were coming across to go shopping, to do those kind of non-essential travel-related endeavors, that's what we shut down. That's what Title 19 does, is now limited to people coming across for essential reasons only. And that's made a tremendous... Look, right after that, within a few days, the numbers dropped by 400,000 per day. Both on a northern and southern border, 400,000 less people are coming across the borders every single day. That's absolutely an effective containment and mitigation strategy.
So from our side, right, so the county that we're in, Pima County, which is definitely has a whole bunch of border, but we rely on Mexicans spending money in Pima County as part of our financial viability. The last time it's like a billion-dollar economic impact from Mexican shoppers. So what has to happen over the next so many months as we start figuring out how do we let people to come in, that kind of visitor to America, how do we figure that, what's that equation look like?
Again, you're very well informed and hitting all the right questions. In fact, I just had a conversation yesterday with local leaders throughout the Arizona border population, and that's the challenge, right? Just like we're trying to do in the United States, balance that public health, that really real public health risk, you know, against the open up the economy. And that's exactly what we're trying to do on the border as well. And so we're working with the CDC, we're working with medical professionals, we're watching what's going on in Mexico from a public health standpoint, as well as the Western Hemisphere, and balancing that out in the need to continue to open up the economy, but yet still protect American citizens.
What's the world of COVID look like in Mexico? What reports are you getting?
So that's an essential part of this too, and that's what's really important for your listeners. It's not just about what's going on the U.S. side. It's about what's going on in Mexico and well beyond in the Western Hemisphere. Last year alone, we apprehended people from 148 different countries last year, all of them coming through the southwest border, many of them coming into your cities across the border. So it's not just about what's happening in Mexico. It's well beyond. But what we're seeing in Mexico, the cases are going up, the deaths are going up related to COVID. So there's a very real public health crisis that's going on. So while we're doing some really good things in the United States here, taking precautions, social distancing, trying to start to slowly, methodically open up the economy, we've got to be careful that we're not then introducing additional COVID from Mexico and beyond. So it's a balance that we've got to work together to push forward to make sure, we're balancing that public health risk with opening up the economy. We're working with Mexico. We're working with the healthcare providers. We're working with the local officials to do just that.
790-2040. We're talking to Mark Morgan. He is acting Border Customs and Border Protection Commissioner. And, of course, we're talking about the state of the border during what's going on in the craziness of the world. How does inspections for commercial stuff coming through change? What's happened in that world during COVID?
The way we've always done it, so and that's what is important that I'm glad we're talking about this now is, again, like I said a minute ago, the threat from infectious disease has always been there from a CBP perspective, from a border perspective. That threat has always been there. So we're doing the same thing that we did pre-COVID. When we go and we check somebody, we're not just checking to make sure that they're abiding by all the trade regulations. We're not just inspecting to make sure they don't have illicit cargo, contraband, or drugs, but we're also checking them from a public health perspective, too. We've always done that. We did that pre-COVID. We're doing that during COVID as well. And again, that's really that good, robust balance. And I keep saying, border security is national security, but it's well beyond public safety. It really is about public health as well. That's part of our job.
So if we have a 400,000 reduction of people coming through the border, is that's every day?
Every single day, and that's both on the northern and southern border. The majority of that, though, is on the southern border.
How do you deploy your officers at that point? How does that look? How does the redeployment of CBP officers look if there's 400,000 less humans coming through every day? What happens? How does that change the mission?
So a couple of things, and again, it's a spot on question. And so from our seat, public health is obviously a priority, but so is the health of our workforce. And so that's something that we're constantly looking from the very beginning. We're continuing to monitor, we're continuing to adjust as appropriate. And so we've done some of that. As the flow goes down, then there's not necessarily a need to have those personnel in those areas. So there are some POEs that we have narrowed down the lanes. We've reassigned those personnel to other areas on the border that's appropriate to help with other public health and public safety concerns along the border. So it's a very kind of complex, multifaceted challenge on the border that we're constantly monitoring and have to shift constantly.
This is not COVID related, but at one of our Nogales port of entry at the Mariposa, there was a lot of infrastructure put in where it expanded the amount of lanes that commercial and non-commercial could come through. But it was always a problem because Congress was doing continuing resolutions that we'd never had it properly staffed because they weren't giving you guys the money to do that. Is that a situation in other places? Is that fixed? Are you seeing that in other places, that dynamic?
Yes, we are. And that's a constant challenge as well, is the infrastructure. In fact, I was just talking to local leaders about that as well. So we know that commercial trade is significant. The supply chain issues are significant. Wait times are significant. And it's that's also a multifaceted challenge as well. One, having the right infrastructure, i.e. having the right lanes, the number of lanes to help facilitate that travel. Also having the right technology so that we can more efficiently and effectively do our job from a public health, public safety perspective of those goods and items that are coming in to protect the American people, as well as having the right level of personnel to be able to facilitate all that. That's a challenge. It's always a balance, and a lot of that does come down to funding, which we're always fighting for more.
One of our regular listeners, Barney, wanted me to ask you, can you ask Commissioner Morgan about other diseases that are or have been coming across the border in recent years?
Yes, so that's another great question. So, look, Ebola, H1N1, SARS, tuberculosis, measles. I could go on. These are all infectious diseases that we have seen over the years. Tuberculosis, measles is something that we see on a regular basis. And that's why I say that I hope this really serves as kind of a wake-up call to really facilitate the discussion that when we say border security is national security, again, it's not just about a public safety. It's not just about immigration enforcement. It's about all of those plus public health. That's a very real threat to our country. And so I hope as we're talking about things are going to look different in the United States after COVID, I hope we're having the same discussions along the border. We've got to have policies and other initiatives that are in place to help us do our job from a public health perspective as well.
Well, Mark, appreciate the good information today. Let's try to keep this semi-regular as we move through this because, again, this Mexico-U.S. border is so important to Tucson security-wise and economically, and I love that you came on today.
Absolutely. Keep it going. And we fully understand both the public health, safety, and economic aspect of all this. It's a complicated, challenging set of threats and conditions, but we're working hard to make that happen.
All right, man. Thanks for everything. We'll see you soon, okay?
Okay, you bet. Bye-bye.
There is Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan. Tomorrow we will have...